big picture, you probably might get up a 2-0 lead, but playing without two of the best players tonight,
well,
find a way to get 2 points.
Yeah, you know what? Like, on the outside, looking in, and you see that we gave up two in the third period and had to win it in overtime. But I think that we had a number of quality chances. We could have put that game away. It's not like we sat back. I mean, we got in the third period, we had a number of great chances. Their goalie played real well. We only gave up a few chances. Unfortunately, they were the kind of chances that Jake didn't have a chance on. But so considering we played back-to-back games, missing a couple guys, overworked some players, I thought that it was a pretty gutsy win tonight.
Considering this is your group for a while, what do you think about the way the combinations came together up front?
Not bad, actually. Again, we certainly generated enough chances. We really limited them tonight. We didn't give up a whole lot. Like I said, they capitalized on a couple at the right time. But I thought we got some pretty good contribution from everybody here tonight. I thought all lines were rolling. I thought that Barbie did a real nice job coming in. This is a game for me that's a good sign, because he looked like the player that he was last year. Skating again, making plays. Aggressive, and that's a good sign.
Any thoughts of just maybe looking at him in a couple practices before you throw him in, or what went behind just getting him in there right away?
Well, I think if we gave him the choice, he'd probably say, let me just play, please, you know, as opposed to waiting a few more days. So, you know, we needed somebody today, and he's been playing well. So, you know, why not give him a chance to get right in there? He's for him, practice is practice, and he needs to, you know, obviously make sure he's got the right execution, the right detail, and keep trying to get better when he comes to the rink for practice. But he's a gamer. That's his strength as a player. He's one of those guys that you can have him on the ice in practice, and you can have him on the ice in the game, and that's he's going to find a way to make a difference in the game.
Tarasenko picked a good time to score a goal.
He did, yeah. Well, I like the way he scored it too, driving the net, moving his feet. You know, the way that he set up Stas's goal as well, same thing, cutting the seam, moving his feet. He factored in an awful lot of scoring chances tonight. He was really strong for us. We talked about this morning, we needed guys to step up, and that's not just the Barbashevs or the guys coming into the lineup. That's obviously the guys that we have in the lineup, and our skilled players and our top guys. We need them to play at a high level.
From where you were on the bench, could you see that play develop? It's like the Buffalo defender just hesitated for a moment.
Yeah, I could see it develop. Yeah, I could see that he was going to take it to the net. I didn't see how it went in, but I like the mindset that he had.
Look at Vladdy's play. He hasn't had goals,
yeah.
But how is it? Everyone looks at the goals when you think.
Yeah.
About it.
Well, I mean, he's had at least as many chances this year as he's had in the past. So and probably more. He factors in on so many scoring chances night after night. He'll be the first to admit that he's missed some more nets and he's hit some more posts this year. But again, for me, the mindset of him taking a puck to the net and scoring in tight to the net is big. You know, and if he continues to do that, he won't be stopped. You know, he's got the threat and he's got the ability to score goals from outside, and he's got that shot. But it's tough in the NHL in today's game. You look at where we scored 3 goals from today. All 3 of them were on the blue paint. That's the way teams defend, and that's the area you have to get to score goals.
Mike, when you take Petro out of the lineup, obviously you're taking about 25 minutes over there.
Yeah.
Trying to juggle those minutes. 6 guys, was that tough, or did you feel like?
No, I think everybody was going pretty good. So obviously it was a little bit more balanced, but I thought our defense played a real strong game for us. Not just in the defending part of the game, but you know, a lot of heavy forecheck from them. You know, obviously you play a team like that. They're sitting here last night watching us play. They understand that obviously fatigue can be a factor in the game, and part of their game plan was to get every puck in behind our defensemen and forecheck them, and I thought that our D did a nice job of breaking that forecheck.
Did they give you any kind of explanation when Shane got the extra 2 months?
Not really, no.
Would you like an explanation?
Yeah.
Were you surprised by the call?
Yeah.
Any elaboration?
No.
Thank you, Steve. Like,
well, it's going to be a day off for tomorrow, and so we'll have treatment for players. He'll come in, and then we'll I'm not sure if he's going to skate, if he's or what the plan is, but you know, hopefully we get a clearer picture tomorrow, but I'm not sure that that's going to be the case. So we'll update you as we go here.
Any fear whatsoever that this could be something that lingers, or you just
You know, obviously, I'm trying to be optimistic here, but there's always a chance. Yeah.
Tampa Bay, you got to come in best team in the league, or yeah, as far as points go.
Yeah.
You probably can't get much of a better test.
Yeah, well, it's going to be. I mean, again, this is going to be 4-6 for us, and it's been a tough stretch, and with travel and guys out of the lineup, so we've been using guys a lot. So tomorrow's going to be a good day to recover some energy here, and there's no question that we'll be excited for that game, as will they. I mean, this is a great team. They're deep. They've got the defense, the goaltending, and obviously the skill up front. So I think that we're all excited about that game.